It's been a big journey over the last month here while we've been trying to make sure no kids in Melbourne go without this Christmas.
What a tough time that our city has been through. There's an element that might suffer as we come towards Christmas. Budgets are tight, people have had their income restricted, and we know lots of people are doing it tough financially. Well, I guess the people we don't want to suffer through this tough time are kids. Mm.
You'd do anything to shield them from that.
And we are going to be raising money. We've been looking after the kids that are not necessarily going to get those presents, and we are going to get them for them. Hi, Daniel. Are you up for a donation?
Absolutely. Anything for the kids?
No kid deserves to go without any boy.
No, they don't.
So, my favourite childhood memory is opening all those presents. I've given $12.50.
I would actually like to donate $100.
I'd like to give $150.
On behalf of me and my sister, I want to donate
$200. Whoa! Oh. Jenny in Canterbury. Hi, Jenny.
I'd like to donate $100 in memory of my daughter. My daughter, Danielle, passed away 16 years ago. And every year I choose a charity to donate in her memory.
Hi, we're the Wiggles.
Hi, Jenny McGuire.
Hey, guys, it's Ali and
Carlos here.
What's up? This is Amy Shark.
Hey, Melbourne. Hamish Dandy here.
Hey, everyone. It's Jessica Melbourne here.
Hi, it's Matt Preston.
G'day, Scotty Cam here.
Hey, everybody. It's Michael Bublé. You know, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
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 My very good mates, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
I'm doing it for the kids.
It takes you, it takes me, but this Christmas it will be for the kids. No matter where they're from, they're gonna have a gift on Christmas morn. From mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas it will be for the kids.
Woo!
Because that's what Christmas is all about. Christmas morning is for the kids, and the idea that any kid might wake up on Christmas morning not having a present, it was just too much for us, and we wanted to get behind this campaign. And we were so fortunate to be partnered with the incredible people at Anglicare Victoria, who do a phenomenal effort looking after families and people throughout Melbourne, Victoria, who are doing it tough. And we're joined in the studio by the CEO of Anglicare Victoria, Paul McDonald. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Fifi and Fev and Nick. And it's so exciting to be here.
I know. And a big, we've obviously got Sarah, Julie, Paula and Kirsty outside the studio too.
Yeah, big crew.
Another gang.
Yep, rolling deep. Yep.
And we've spoken to lots of, I mean, obviously, Paul, you help so many families. And the last 2 years, I mean, you've had so many more people come to you who are struggling because this pandemic has rocked people.
It really has. You know, of the foundations of families right around Melbourne, right across Victoria, through either unemployment or stresses within the family homes, being locked down, taking more children into out-of-home care as a result, and families just really, you know, just going from week to week, wondering how they get through. And so this is why this Christmas, after 2 years of that journey, we, you know, yourselves have said, let's make this something else for them. And we just know. I go into our residential care units. I have dinner in there every second Monday night with different kids. And you just see, you know, the struggles they've had, our families had, and this is just so exciting what you've done. So important too, really.
What's the team up to at the minute in the lead up to Christmas? We found out it's not just random gifts for the kids. No. You look into it, you look for what they're into, what they're after, and then build a massive spreadsheet.
Yep.
So is the team out and about at the minute?
Oh, no. There's intimate thinking going on about present buying, just like any family. Yeah. We want to do that for every one of our families. So all of our caseworkers will have their families. They know how old their children are. They'll talk to mum and just get a little bit from what's on in the pot in relation to what's needed at home to make that Christmas special. All of our residential care units, all of our foster care homes, our workers are already going in there saying, now what's happening here? What do we get? And they're sitting down with the workers, Johnny wouldn't mind, you know, a pair of headphones or something like this. So we make a spreadsheet and presents for each one tailored or targeted at each kid. So it's not just sort of a generic buy. So that's the important message. I think that you matter. Here's a present for you, and you matter, and mum feels proud about giving her kids, or our workers feel for for many of our young people and children who won't be going home for Christmas, they spend Christmas with us. We want to make that day pretty special. I spoke to a little 13-year-old girl just 2 weeks ago who had not experienced what Christmas, the meal, the presents, and this is going to be her first one in our residential care unit. You know, they're the types of stories that this is going to make so special for all of them.
And I think it's pretty special because when I think of kids and children, you think of kids that are, you know, 1 to, say, 9, you don't think of the teenage kids, and sometimes they get overlooked. But the fact that, you know, a 13-year-old, as you say, is going to be getting a Christmas issue for the first time is special because they're not to be forgotten as well, the teenagers.
No, that's right, Fev. You know, those teenagers who it's a particularly hard time for them because they realise about loss and not being at home rather than the littler kids, or even more so for the teenagers. So it's quite special that we make it special for them, that, you know, we love them, you know. We're not only, you know, looking after them, but we're raising them on behalf of family, on behalf of the state. So that's important. And even the little tackers, I mean, in the next month, we'll probably take in, I think, about another 85 kids. Wow. Usually, probably the babies and the toddlers will be taking in. Still, each month we take in that from into our alternative care services. And, you know, we want to make that special too for whether they're in a cradle or they're a teenager walking around.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, you and your whole team at Anglicare Victoria, you're heroes. You're on the front line. You are looking after these families. And we've also been really touched by, obviously, our listeners. They're our family and that's our community. And so many of you listening have even reached out to us and we've put you in touch with Anglicare because it's tough for a parent, particularly. We know so many people have been laid off or they've lost shifts and haven't been able to work through the lockdowns. And there's a sense of embarrassment. And we also said that to a lot of our listeners who rang through, say, you should never be embarrassed. It's because we all went through this, Melbourne, and some of us did better than others. So do never be ashamed that you're struggling at this time of year. Never. We've got your back. And we also have been so floored by the generosity of every one of you listening, the kids that have called in giving their pocket money, families that are doing it tough themselves, saying, look, I don't have much. I've got enough for my kids. I'll give a bit of this for other kids.
And the parents that had lost their kids with the courage to ring up and get emotional and say on behalf of their kid they'd like to buy a present for another kid, which is bloody powerful stuff.
Oh, it's incredible, Fev and Fifi. They're just the loss of a kid in the name of that child, I'll give this money, or in the name of my upbringing, I give this money. Or, you know, it's been incredible. I've been listening every morning for the last 3.5 weeks. And what I'm amazed at is everyone's gone done it tough over the last 2 years. Yet the generosity they're saying, they're putting themselves second. No, we want to give to these kids. We might have done it tough, but in fact, I can still find my place to give as well.
Well, this doesn't end, by the way. So we are going to keep this campaign going right up until Christmas. So continue. The donate page will be there at fox.com.au. If you find yourself thinking, hey, I've got a bit of extra, I'll just pass this on. The cause continues. But we do have a final amount. Before we do that, though, Paul, on behalf of Fox and the Fifi Fever Nick team, we would like to donate $10,000.
Bang.
So we'd like to contribute that on top of what everybody in Melbourne Fifi has already
Nick
raised.
Just thank you so much. Oh look. This Fox family thing that you've got going is incredible. Yeah. It's just so giving.
Yeah,
so generous of you.
We now, I've been handed the amount, and we started this by saying 3.5 weeks ago, if we could get $50,000, that would surpass all our expectations.
Yep.
I can now say, Melbourne, you've raised $193,000.
You're kidding.
$193,546. That's all your generosity.
Nick, if I can hug you over the microphone, I would.
That's so many kids who wouldn't have been enjoying Christmas. The presents that they will get.
That is huge.
We thank Paul. We know what you'll do with that money.
Oh, this will just go into the hearts and homes of every one of our foster care homes, every one of our residential care units, every one of our families that have been in the queues at emergency relief. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Melbourne. Thank you, Fox FM. Just thank you. Look, this is... That's That's incredible. This will
How
mean.
How many kids would that look after?
Well,
quick maths.
This will.
Everyone, Nellie.
Now, Fev, I did year 11 in maths, and I've worked it out in my head just immediately because that's the type of thing you do. But this will purchase another 8,000 presents.
Wow.
And it will reach right into every family that we care for, every child in our out-of-home care services, and it'll be a joyous day at Anglicare Victoria in every one of our homes and with every one of our families.
Oh, that's beautiful, man.
Another 8,000. I mean, that's triple what we've normally ever done in any Christmas.
Oh, Paul, it's not over, actually. Danny from Bundoora's just called in from Concord Mini Mix. Hi, Danny.
Danny, how are you?
Good, Sonny. How would you like to donate? The cause continues.
Yeah, can I donate $7,000?
Whoa! $7,000.
Make it $200,000.
$200,000.
Yeah. $200,000.
Oh, we've made
that
the 200.
So generous, and a big shout out.
I love
to
concrete.
Concord Mini Mix, Sonny. That is so generous. $7,000. Did we just get that to 200?
$200K. Gotta change it.
$200,000.
Don't step on so grass generous. This summer. I want concrete everywhere.
Build it! Danny, thank you very much. And Danny, you represent every one of these givers that have shown such generosity. Thank you very much.
Unbelievable. Yeah, thank you, Melbourne.
You, Paul.
The donations stay open, fox.com.au. Thanks,
wow.
Paul.
Wow.